You ready? Are we recording? Okay. It's September 12th, 2019, 9:06 a.m., and I'm going to call the Grand County Budget Advisory Board meeting to order. Present are Damon Hawks, Chris Baird, Elaine Gisler, Zach Achezik, and Chris Kaufman. First order of business is action item number one, approving minutes of October 17, 2018, and County Council Budget Advisory Board joint meeting. I still don't know if we have enough members who are present. You don't have to, but.
And they never approve them, it's just that we have to do that.
Also, as long as you've got a quorum, abstentions don't.
Does anyone want to approve or postpone again?
I wasn't there. I read them this time.
Me too.
Were you there, Damon?
I was there for the first one we approved, but not last week. But at this time, I'm voting for them. So,
okay. Well, I'll make a motion then to approve the 2018 one.
I make a motion to approve the minutes from October 17th, 2018.
Okay. Zach, second. Any discussion or corrections on these minutes?
I just wondered why a couple of things were highlighted. For instance, for junk cleanup. I did not highlight
that. Ruth may have highlighted it just to bring it to our attention if it's right or wrong. It looks right to me.
Alright.
Okay, I'll call the question. All those in favor? Raise your hand. All in favor. Passes unanimously. Next up is approval of the minutes for September 5th, 2019.
Oh, yeah, no, I got driven.
Okay.
I didn't see anything.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion to approve. Can I do that even if it wasn't
there? Sure.
Okay. I move to approve the minutes from September 5th, 2019.
Okay. Elaine, second. Any discussion on the September 5th minutes?
Yeah, tell me about this, Chris. Really, I mean, he stated he estimates an increase of $1.2 million per year. Does that mean in 5 years from now, or does it have to increase by $5 million?
No. It's, it just means that it goes on. It's not a one time.
On page 9 of the packet. I feel like it seems the wording, maybe. Can you see that?
I can see it. It doesn't go up $1.2 million per year. It just is $1.2
million. For 2020?
It's not. It's an increase from 2018 of $1.2 million.
Okay.
It will carry on forever.
Right.
You know what I mean? As opposed to being a one-time $1.2 million bond.
Right.
It's an annual $1.2 million bond.
$2 million, which will carry forward year after year. Rather, because the way I'm reading that, it sounds like 5 years from now we'll need to have $6 million in our budget to cover that.
So I would say be amended to clarify that something like he stated that the salary increase would cost $1.2 million per year over the 2018 salary and benefit cost.
Okay. That's good. Okay. If you have that.
You got that, Chris?
That was page 9 of the packet, so let's just go. Second page of the, item A4A, third paragraph.
What was your alternative wording?
What did I say?
You gotta repeat that for me. That was good, though.
So the highlighted, is it highlighted in your minutes?
No, I highlighted.
Oh, you highlighted. So where is this?
He stated an estimated.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So he stated that he estimates an increase of $1.2 million per year in salary and benefits cost over 2018 cost. It just needs to be clear that it's 1.2 million increase from 2018 and not an additional 1.2 million every year.
Right,
because
there's county employees like that.
I know.
there obviously will be an increase, but not that one.
Yeah.
And then on the next. I guess it's that same page at the bottom. Just tell me what home occupations are.
Home occupations are businesses that are run out of somebody's residence.
Like a hair salon?
I don't know, I guess. But I don't know.
Like working remotely or something?
Anything, you know, that. The business is in a residence. There's lots of different kinds.
I'm curious
and I'm ready to vote.
All right, so with the corrections mentioned, I'll take the vote. All those in favor? Unanimous, 3 passes. And what time is it? I guess we got 5 more minutes. And we're moving on to action item 3, review of budgets for 2019 and 2020. Are you ready, Chris, to go to the public defender? Are you there?
Yes, there.
All right. So this is the basically indigent defense budget. Professional and technical services, most of that is Steve Russell's conflict attorney contract. And then there are a few other smaller expenses that get put in there also. So that one, $16,000 we've got for. Did you transfer from what I put in Advantage into this? Or is this something else? Or have you got Trend going?
Both.
Oh, okay.
So this is the analysis of Trend, and this is
from
Advantage.
Okay. Let's see, can you scroll to the right a little bit? I guess we got it lower on the agenda. I was going to do a little Advantage refresher, or I guess it would be a refresher on some of this stuff too. But we discussed somewhat last time some of these statistical columns, but.
And the public defender is in a different open.
So over here, I mean, the way that this will work with a lot of these expense budgets when we do an analysis on them is department heads or whomever will enter in their budget request, and then we'll take these requests and plug them into our Excel budget analysis to see how they, you know, comply or don't comply with our statistical analysis. In some cases, it makes sense to run trends on certain line items, and in others, it doesn't make any sense. So this one's predominantly controlled by a contract that we have. This one's entirely controlled by a contract, so that's our public defender contract with Aaron Wise. That's currently $80,000 per year. And so even though the trend shows that it's moving up, currently speaking, our contract for $80,000, so we'll put it at that. And we, you know, may go out to bid again on that one. But right now, that's where it's at. Special legal services has been a little bit of a miscellaneous legal services line item. Like this expense right here, this $4,300 was actually, you know, I probably should have challenged it, but when Autumn Fitzgerald was doing DCFS parental defender cases, prior to her being awarded the parental defender contract, she kept billing it separately for the cases she was involved with before she got the parental defender contract, even though it's still parental defender work. I don't know if I exactly agree with that, but that's where I set that expense. But it's a little bit of a miscellaneous expense, and it's similar probably to this one down here, so I don't know if there's much difference between really realistically the miscellaneous and the special legal services. The one line item that could probably be trended would be the conflict attorney cost. So our trend analysis showing a little bit higher budget, although our year-to-date actual is $53,000. So if you multiply that, you know, by how much we are through the year, or divided it by how much is left or whatever, then I think we're actually probably doing all right with $105,000.
Are they through the end of August
then? Yeah, I just ran the report just the other day, and so it's probably even accurate up until the first week of September. We have to update the AP system once a week. So I'm thinking that 105 is probably still good, and probably, even though the trend is showing higher, I would probably still keep it at 105. But I don't know, that's up for discussion. And parental defenders by contract, $52,000 a year, it's just kind of set. Parental defender appeals, that's just that in case we get an appeal, we don't know if we do will or not, so that's, we don't really know what, we just have to have something in there. Again, miscellaneous is just sort of like, you know, it's similar to that special legal services, I guess, where it's just random stuff that comes up that's public defender related. Indigent capital defense is like an insurance that we've been paying for any case where the prosecutor may seek the death penalty. And I discussed with Christina Sloan whether or not we should keep paying that. And she doesn't want to pay into the insurance. And I said, well, would you ever even seek the death penalty? And she said, maybe. I kept the budget in there, but we may actually transfer that and self-insure, because we paid a lot of money over the years and never had a case where we've used it. Mm-hmm. And so if we would have just banked it in a designated fund, we probably, and you know, and then we could always transfer that money out and use it for other things if we needed to also, but we never made use of it. It's fairly expensive. $7,500 about every year. Anyway,
what does it do if you find that the after legal expenses would be incurred for death and penalty?
Yeah, it would pretty much cover the cost.
It's an insurance.
Anyway, I gotta go. And I kind of briefed Chris on some of these others. Some of these will have to be postponed, like clerk letter and postponed. But I think Chris can help guide us through. All right, here's this thing. I might be back after the end of the meeting, I don't know. We'll see.
Doing a drive,
yeah.
I can drive down. I don't know what I'm driving to.
Okay.
Yeah. mouse.
Yeah, the mouse.
Yeah.
Or the buttons are there.
Oh.
Yeah, it's
kind of rough.
I'm glad you're
driving now. We'll find out. So we're postponing 3D for its auditor? So
yeah.
Yeah. Did anybody have anything else to say about this? Do you feel good about Chris's destination there? I personally do.
I feel good
about
it.
Feel good.
Yeah.
Or is
it the baby crying? So we have Christina, but then is there another attorney that works with her?
She has a chief deputy.
Here?
Mm-hmm.
In town?
Yeah, he does all the criminal prosecution.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sure. Okay. No idea how all that works. Not ever having been involved, nor do I
want to
be involved, but.
Yeah, I guess that works. You don't have to open up.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I think you can close that so people can navigate. Okay. Cool. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
There's
an analysis too. If you slide over a little bit, you'll be able to see the notes. There we go.
There we go.
Yeah. So what you told me is that unemployment benefits, those are for, that covers the whole county. All the unemployment benefits that might be paid out for anybody. He wasn't able to put it in on that line because they don't have any employees entered there, so the software is not letting it into it. So he put it on the subscription, the membership line there.
Okay.
So you'll see that the 10,000 and the 50 are added to the category of the entry them.
Yeah.
Well, what exactly is non-department? It might be
just a general fund expense that isn't accounted to a department.
Oh, okay.
So, like with your unemployment benefits, I would guess that rather than apportioning that out to every department, you might have an unemployment claim here.
Oh.
And Chris is sort of suggesting a similar thing with the postage expenses, which haven't been more dispersed out to the departments in 2018. I don't know exactly why, probably because of the transition of the post office. But I noticed that when I did my budget that I had to get charged for it. And when you go to use the postage meter, you're supposed to put it in your account, but sometimes people don't. And Chris is thinking that the expense of accounting for all that and the person who asked everyone is maybe not worth it considering how much it is. And at least for within a particular fund.
Yeah.
So you would still need anyone outside the general fund to put in their own account there and make sure you keep their separate. But anyway, that's what the postage expense is there. The bank charges would be what we pay for banking services. And you can pull up our analysis so you can see, just go to the file explorer to see there. And throw teams on the page version of the template that it has to be so we can
Does it roll over?
Go back, you can see the nature.
Maybe that guy put it in the
accidental way.
Yeah, it was just missing from 130 to 240. So right now it's at what, 9?
The 10's not really useful. I
think that was that.
Yeah.
And our average was
11,000.
Again, that's what it is.
Yeah. So,
9,000.
What
hold the average on 88, and you exclude 16.
So 9,000 would be fair.
I need to come and have an Excel insert, but I can do a basic. I thought that was pretty clever way to do it. And you guys probably think that is the basic.
Especially without a mouth.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
They did a formula that has been like 9 and 11.
Oh, that'd be what
that
had to be.
Oh my God.
I traded that yesterday, and that keys off of the first 15 characters in column A to grab the account number, and then it pulls from the 2018 financial statement the annual budget from that and plugs it in there.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. And
wow.
If it doesn't find it there, if there's an error, instead of giving us an A error, it gives us a zero. Yeah.
Wow.
There's three formulas next to this error. I'm proud of that.
I've never had a V lookup with looking at characters only. I normally just look at the whole cell.
That'd
be kind of fun to try now.
Yeah, instead of your first.
That's way over my head.
Yeah, I know it's right.
Well, you know, I was creating a new column and breaking out, and I'm like,
okay.
So, now that everyone has
my
phone,
that's
good. I'll just leave it there so everyone can see it. Let's see what's next. Equipment maintenance. Initial request is 1,000. Average is 27. That's a trend, though. Is that the trend? It's going down to negative something?
Doing a free change from
Wow. So that's a long way.
Office calm to power you a home tighter.
I'm free for you to stay off there.
So yeah, Chris kinda went through all these lines with me real quick yesterday, but I don't necessarily remember all of them. If you have any questions, you did put notes in the
agenda. Yeah,
I actually wanted to put a film for the body.
What's the name of it? That's a great. Yeah, three questions there. Three question marks. But you don't need to hide. Because you would take your equipment name and what's the end of the department.
So we'll have it in yellow, and then let Chris know that the island prepared to know that the spelled in yellow or something we need to look at. So we have questions on.
Okay. Yeah, I can email this.
Utilities. Sticking with the trend at 550.
I think you said that for the PayPal.
For the people?
Yeah, it's just for.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Really?
Was it the last working PayPal in Moab?
The two across the street. Okay. When my grandkids came, my daughter-in-law and son, they were walking around the block, and the kids are eight, they never saw. They never saw. They're like, what is that? Oh, that's a fern, and they let them try, you know. But yeah,
well, I used to carry them
across.
Vines as a
it's a cult
on the corner.
Oh, wow.
That's interesting. I got that view.
It's such a justice. Well, I guess they have to make the calls, I mean.
We need this aerial. Okay, that's our, website.
We don't have to
know. We don't have to know. We don't have to know. That's really tied to your history of I think it's a 3-year
effect.
Yep.
So 130.
Hopefully our new safety program will help.
That's the one that Mary's working on. That is the incentive.
We're talking accidents. In kind of vehicles or
any accident. Okay.
That's a good idea, that having
any property damage or any kind of someone who seeks medical attention.
Oh, okay. So 150, should I highlight that fellowship too?
Well, our renewal for this year, I mean, that 147 looks like a real actual number.
It'll probably.
It's not going to go down real fast. They sell flags from the post office. Did you know that?
No.
I guess American flags. I don't
know. Oh, really?
Cool. You need one? I don't know.
You go there?
So there's probably an income line or something, or something.
With a revenue line?
Yeah.
Huh. Wow. I didn't know that.
2,000 non-department funds. Fair. And anything else with the
non-deposit?
The capital equipment, I guess, or is that new, or we wouldn't be using that? It's blank all the way.
Yeah, it's blank all the way.
We wouldn't have to budget anything for that.
No, and again, it's just
the department.
Yeah. Is that how the capital lined up in the county? Is it all of the departments?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That was good, yeah. It's pieces for buying.
Okay, yeah.
A printer.
Yeah.
Or
okay.
Computers or whatever.
Yeah, my bad. Yeah.
Right on in there. Great, you good with non-department?
I'm good. Mm-hmm.
Audit. That looks like an exciting budget. One line. For professional and technical fees.
I did not read an analysis.
I couldn't imagine that you would need to. Looks like
this is just the expense for the external audit.
So when was it the history of what they charge? Looks like
27, 28, 26, 28.
I'm gonna bet that goes up for 2020.
Yeah, but yeah, and then there's a note saying you perhaps got the bid. Does the state regulate on what audit firm you have to use, or is it, you can just pick anybody?
Yeah.
Well,
I
yeah, you have to go out the bid for
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there's also no rule about how long you can keep this kind of budget.
Oh, okay.
But in general, best practice is to go out to bid for your program. Some people will also say that you really shouldn't stick with the same audit for too long. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just because you.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. It's not also for 4 to 5 years to go out and quit.
Yeah. And your family can do that too much. I don't know.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Good on audit?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just like your
for
really for that will pay them in 2020.
Yeah. Three election. Public noticing, 1500 is, or 2020 is an election year?
General election, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the particular instrument.
Yeah.
And if we look back, if we look at the analysis, we'll see the season. Chris, as you mentioned there, didn't like how it could have been apportioned out into the line item for elections, so.
Even put some in it on this one. This isn't the analysis.
No, this is an export from Advantage that I was using. So there should be a collection budget analysis.
There you go.
So yeah, you might want to kind of keep an eye on the grand total upload.
Because the terms in the county are they in there 2 years?
Four. But half of the seats and probably half the elected officials are up staggered. So it's 2 years.
So the first out of the election for the whole election. So on general election, you guys accepted him, and all the
Yeah.
Thank you, Spencer.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Well, yeah, that's, well, that's why I was kind of surprised in 2016 how low it was, unless it was just coded in for public notices.
Yeah, that's, I think you probably want to keep an eye on the total more.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it felt like maybe how things were split out line by line wasn't that great.
So, like 1,600.
And Chris was saying he had put it together and felt like it was going to be getting closer to 50,000. There'll be some expense as well for the team to fund the government. So apparently, we have to post the entire optional fund government system. Yeah, which is going to cost us a big penny.
Wow.
This one's 12 pages long. I mean, that's where they can condense it on the end of the paper, but it's still going to be a big expense of that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Font size 4, it's column to draw, squeeze it in.
Squeeze it in half a page. Huh. I know the state legislature, they probably said exactly what font size you have.
Yeah, probably.
They'll tell you what borders you have to use in anything. So, yeah, they've been particular about their newspaper publications.
Oh, wow.
All right,
right. Interesting.
So that might be why you put public notices up higher.
Makes sense. Travel.
So his total looks reasonable, don't we?
Yeah. We look at the history again, the grand total here. Just scrolling over the last two pieces of my actual. Or actually, go to the right, we'll see the.
I think we have them all combined.
Yeah, we'll have all the actuals here. Yeah, I really need to make all these columns a little bit more.
Travel, the.
Because it's all non-compensated,
the total is down to the bottom. Oh, are you using the details, the grand total one?
Yeah, just because you know every year, it should be a little bit more kind of general.
So what was on the professional service?
Is that outside the entity?
Okay, for
it might be maintenance of the machines they use, or maybe rent on them. I don't really know.
So I'm pretty sure he said that the inventory expense was one of them was the lease on the voting equipment. I think it was the right one. That's
what I'm saying. That makes sense.
My guess is because I don't see it anywhere else that the professional services might include the election.
Okay.
The printing and mailing.
Okay.
Because that's going to be pretty significant. Yeah, there's not one to every single voter. If there's a primary, there's more. And so the tax bill costs about $3,500 to send out. So, and it's a lot simpler. Probably it's meant to fewer places. How many registered voters are there? There's about 4 or 5,000.
I think so.
So
So you can highlight that so we can
find more. On the inventory line or no, on the professional
service. Oh, well, I was looking at the line below.
The special department?
The special department supply.
Yeah.
There's another thing in here.
Okay.
Special department supply should be classification of what possibly goes in there.
Look, is that where you said the coding was messed up or no? That on?
I don't know if it's just
in that was general.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah. Okay. Oh, and the professional services, but added expenses related to the change in government.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, that's
what
training probably makes sense. Yeah. Anything else to look at on this one? Slight increase over this. Or no, over 2019, yeah. 15,000, but it's an election year, so.
Not as an increase
over 2018.
Yeah, exactly.
It's minimal. Perfect. Animal control?
Mm-hmm.
Three.
You got all the exciting ones today.
I know, very late. I'm sure this is a super big budget. I'm assuming you didn't do an analysis.
I did.
Oh, you did? Oh, yeah.
But there wasn't
one. Is this a new budget?
Someone's controlling me.
No, I don't think we did it last year.
Oh, okay.
I just put in all the history on it.
Oh, Jesus, yeah. Makes sense.
But anyway, we can still see
And do we have a person that does that, or is that just for the their department?
We contact with the
city.
So every time they do an animal control call, outside of the city limits, and that's what they go look for it.
Oh, okay.
So that's what the only two line items in here are contributions to the agencies, which is
the city,
and give money to the city. And they asked for an increase this year. I don't know how many years, but it's 10,000. And if we want to know why, we can go back into Advantage. Try to right click attachment, show attachment, and then click on that icon. Probably double click.
I I can take this out of the extra.
The extra $2,000?
Yeah, they do such great work.
They do.
Yeah.
Carbon being in. It seems like.
Oh, is it now?
No, I'm in the city.
Okay,
sure,
it's
coming. On to the next.
So, public health, we don't have requests in from Four Corners or the health department yet, so we didn't run any analysis to do anything on that, and I would recommend that we
postpone 3D.
Chris hasn't done a workup on the other two yet.
Okay.
And give you a little bit of a preview on the debt service courthouse fund. So there is a tax rate that is paying off the bond that was voted on to remodel the courthouse in the late 90s, I want to say. And it's getting close to being paid off. And so we talked about this last year. We do have some work to do looking at when we can pay that off, because the way property tax works, you don't get exactly the amount you go out to try to get, and sometimes you get more than that, and so this this fund has built up a balance over the years that we've been collecting that, and apparently the appropriate use for that money is to pay it off early.
And that
also
involves interest, so.
Well, we've been earning interest on that money, but it will, on the loan.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know what the terms of the loan are.
I mean,
they
take it off and just have health space,
We might, but saving, you bet save the taxpayers,
Right.
Funded by the property tax, but we would retire the property tax early, I guess.
It's not much. No, it's only, I want to say, $180,000 a year for payment. And it's
just the next
on that.
So that was from the 1990s?
Maybe. Yeah, I think it comes due in 2022. If I remember, I was looking at the CID docs the other day, and then
that sounds about right, and we could potentially pay it off
then. And they wouldn't be looking for another remodel, too. You know, like, if it's, say, 15 years old, how does that work?
It's a deposit bond.
I see.
So,
okay.
But if the county were to, follow through with what they need to know, so recommended, and build separate office buildings, buy a different office building in order to move the courthouse to Justice Center, or move the attorney and sheriff over here, and move everybody else to somewhere else that is in for IT and all that stuff, then they could potentially, go to vote for another bond to pay for that. And so that can sort of be a replacement. But something entities used to do, which they can't do anymore, is they used to go through truth and taxation when they were paying off a debt like this, and increase their general fund or something else by the amount, exact amount that the debt service was, so the truth and taxation notices would be the increasing their taxes by zero.
Oh.
And so they go through the whole process they did, and it was really weird, and looked like they weren't doing anything, and who they were.
I don't know if this applies. I don't know where this would apply, but I went to a meeting this week with the BLM, and we were meeting about OSDA. Because we were trying to get grant money to put in maybe an R3 things and whatever. So anyway, we had to meet with them, and they said that the original agreement was from 1964 that property you know, was given to the county for that purpose of recreation. And they said there's a little triangle of property across the street that belongs to that parcel. And apparently at one time, the county was talking about using it for, like, county buildings or something. I don't know how many acres it is. So, but they also said that they have to come back to the county because the property that was given in 1964, the county had never paid what was, there was a certain amount that was paid, and there was something like $16,400, and I don't know if, you know, while we're talking about budgets or where that would even be, but that's what they, so they are going to, this is the realty person that we met with. So, yeah, so
she's going to come after the county.
I guess. I'm like, okay, good luck. There is no money. But anyway, it came to, it was $16,400 something. But she's putting all the docs, because this has never been taken care of. Like the file, they pulled the file from back then. And so that, they may be coming. So I don't know how that will, or where it would go, but $16,000 something. Yeah, I was like, okay. I don't know if that'll even happen, but anyway. But yeah, because we met with Steve, and you know, for he was there. We were talking about the land and all that. It's so complicated, but anyway. He said they're going to come back for the county to getting everything in order, and I'm like, okay.
That was the realty.
That he's a realty. He handles like the property
for BLM.
Yeah, and we were at their offices, and that he's putting the documentation that's in that file from 1964 that had never been completed. The financial transaction on the balance of this these funds that I guess the county was supposed to pay. So anyway. Yeah, they'll be showing up with an invoice, I guess.
No, Jeff, she was one that paid them.
I don't know. Who knows? It's probably going to be all up. All right. Where are we now, guys?
So, well, if I look correct, there was, so we're postponing the last three, H, I, and J, then that's the debt service, the kind of rebuild out of four. Oh, yeah, last four, and then sort of auditors.
So we need the Four Corners and the Health Department, and can't do some debt service, courthouse fund, and health
care. And the healthcare sales tax fund, that's the one with you in that, right? And
I get into that, there's that pretty straightforward in and out, but yeah, I didn't know what that was.
Yeah.
So, with our healthcare sales tax, of course, we know the history, went to the voters, the two entities really made a big push, EMS and Healthcare Special Service District, and ended up dividing the money like 20-75, or was it 30-70 to begin with, and it's finally worked its way to like 65-35. In recent talks, I don't know, I wasn't at the meeting, but it sounds to me like this Healthcare Special Service District is probably not planning on donating a parcel of land to EMS to build their facility. We did get the CIB loan grant, which was a great thing, and that was for a new building on a parcel of land. However, looking at, if, I mean, it's looking like they may have to purchase land, and I just have, I mean, I probably shouldn't say anything because I'm on the Healthcare Special Services Board, but I have not been able to come up with a good reason why they're not splitting it 50-50. They both have huge needs.
Yeah.
and especially if CMS needs to purchase land for this building.
Is the land not available now?
I think it's pretty complicated. Now they want to get the entire, well, they want to get the map, Moab Area Senior Partnership group together to see what they think the highest and best use is. The hospital's interested in that land. It's not a gun deal or anything, but I think they're more interested in that because that's closer to the hospital. Mm-hmm. However, the one that they'd like to swap Special Service Care District for has like $1.5 million of infrastructure. So, I mean, it's all very, very complicated, and watching it play out over the next month or two because the funding meeting for CID is October 3rd. So there's not a real, there is a real time crunch. Yeah, they're hoping that they can either put off the funding meeting or that the CID will be fine with, they'll be okay with, we will have a piece of land to put this on. So don't be in no funding right yet. But they're looking at places all over the valley. There were different landowners there, private landowners. A couple of suggestions have been thrown out. And of course, they have the option to lease the land from the county up on the hill where their current administrative operations are. But there's some issues about that, such as access from two directions and the split lot. And at the end of the day, they would own nothing after paying off this $6 million CID loan, because the county's not going to say, oh yeah, that's yours. They're not going to give up the land. So I don't know. It's all very complicated. But I think we have to think about the divvying up between the two.
Inquire about the triangle that the BLM says is across the street.
He wanted to put 2 acres right there. It's all 5 acres or something.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh, Sandy knows about that. He seems to know every single
thing. I don't know. Like I said, I just found that out on Tuesday, whatever. But yeah, because the oats are here, and that triangle property over here across the highway. And they can't really, they were talking about using it for county offices or buildings. I don't know. I'm just saying that more in depth. But it's over there, so maybe he could check it out.
Well, hey, anyway, I just wanted to throw that out there, get it on the table, it's complicated. They're both incredibly important entities.
Yeah.
Healthcare Special Service District, because they currently provide the DIP payment for the hospital, which, you know, we need the hospital too, so the EMS is really important too.
Yeah.
And that building, if the building was to lease that building up there on that old Grand Center.
Yeah,
that was.
Yeah.
On that subject, just remember that healthcare tax is only half as much as it should be.
I know.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. Because that's generating a ton of money.
They didn't take it to the full amount, but.
It was voted for 0.5%.
So it has to go back out to the voters.
No,
back in May, although I guess it does have to be the council that puts it on the ballot, but it seems like the two entities are the ones that took the fight forward big time.
So, if they just put in the financial situation where they need to fight, then I guess would be the. Or told they will be in that position. I mean, I don't know.
They might need it if they have to purchase land. I mean, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
We all know land's not cheap. Anyway, there you have it. I've got it on the table.
So one last thing for today, I do have the treasury budget ready if you want to look at it. We have an incredible number of budgets to get through, and then we're not having to talk about it. It's not on the agenda. Yeah. We'd have to put it on another agenda, but we could look at it now if you want to.
Yeah,
it's due part of it, and I do have the folks with the workshops on that.
Oh, okay.
Long and short of it is that I'm going to be on the UAC board next year as president of the Utah Treasury Association. What did I do? Should have been saved right there.
Good.
Maybe I only put it on the thumb drive because I thought I was going to be using it. Maybe we can put the thumb drive and listen to it.
Yeah.
Water. I like the TV. It's cool. I can see it so much better.
Yeah.
As well. Yeah, it's a lot better.
I know, it's our first one to look at with that.
But, you know, it's there, but it doesn't mean anything. Chris, I'm putting in figures yet, and I'm not even allowed to put it in. So this is all we really need to look at is the non-compensation one.
Okay.
Travel is out of line because I'm going to be on the UAC board, and so I put in some extra money for the traveling I'm going to have to do to those reports. So, it's all work. I don't know where they have it. So I think it's the UAC offices. Yeah,
oh,
I'll watch that somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Cool, whatever that is.
I'm going to be on the motherboard. Board.
I just hope they don't have too much drama next year. The only other thing that's kind of different is that I was doing this like right before the meeting. this is emailing posted. This should be 10 of you. So I just had way too much stuff in my office supplies and expenses that I didn't feel like really should go there. So I split out mailings and postage because it's really one of my biggest expenses. So that's mailing the tax bill, my coupon booklet, and my delinquency reminders. And I've been really successful at keeping that amount pretty similar year to year, in fact, increasing it to some extent, because we're sending out fewer coupon booklets because we're figuring out who actually uses them and use them. And then payment fees are fees that are charged when someone uses an e-check
one time, and the county's picking those up. Because it's such an advantage for us to be able to pay online. It saves us way more than $300 a year. And in the effort of doing the data entry and dealing with the payments, not to mention bank fees, professional services, that's just what we pay for our accounting software. Cell phone is exactly the same as it was before. I zeroed out my inventory line item just because I don't know of anything that's coming up. But if something breaks, I'll have to be giving money from someone else or asking an account for it. So I think if you compare the budget request from 19 to 18, it's exactly $500 more, something right around there is what I'm shooting for. The year to date doesn't, I don't think, matter a whole lot of that. I don't think my tax bill will go out yet. So,
it was still the student debt in that office?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
And will be forever. The workload in my office, as we transition more to electronic forms, is getting less, not more. Still in talks with Debbie Frazee about potentially taking over the billing and collecting of personal property taxes, because her workload is increasing as there's more and more vehicles and more parts in the the workload is getting bigger. But that's also why I'm on this board and on the safety management committee and involved in other stuff. We've definitely increased the workload in the office.
Looks good.
I like it. Yeah. Yeah.
I hope.
It's the smallest budget I've ever. Yeah, so we'll put that on the next agenda for sure.
Anything else under action items? No. Anything else for fun items? Discussion items. So we're going to qualify to do an advantage refresher and an overview.
The reason I put some money in public notices this year, which I haven't had for a while, is because I am running some ads for the tax abatement program. So you do keep finding people say, I didn't know about it, and it's on your tax return. We did a lot better job of putting it on the back of evaluation notice, because we totally did the evaluation notice this year. Mm-hmm. Chris and Debbie and I worked on that together. Debbie's crazy. And so it's a lot more clear, like what's there. And we did get some people who saw the ads and came out there. So it's a good thing because, especially when they apply for the circuit breaker, the vast majority of that is reimbursed from the state, so it doesn't even cost the local taxpayer anything.
Is it on the county website?
Yeah. It is. It's from the treasurer's page and from the state. In general, you have to be making less than $32,000 a year and need another requirement that you're disabled, be a widower, widower who's unmarried, not remarried, and or being age 65 or older. Those are the two things you want. But also for disabled vets, although they find out about it, really, take the VA to the veteran who has really advertised that stuff to their constituents as well. Mm-hmm. Most of the disabled vets find out about it.
Oh, that's good.
You know, some of you make a lot of money and they're age 65, you know. Unless you guys stuff your family, somebody else has
to know. I know. I wonder if my mom knows about it. Yeah, statewide.
And
the family has to. And it's the agency calls people. They work
like agencies. We go to the senior center every year and talk to them and give them that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's great. Good. Wow.
But yeah, trying to get the word out on that even more. So we ran a couple ads this year. And run a couple of ads next year. Try to get the papers and stuff too.
I've put on to people.
About social media. And just put it out there on, if we could get it out there on even the city, I mean, even though it's the county, if they just put something out on there, you know, to get the word out.
Yeah, that'd be good. I did public notice for the most of the radio stations too.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's a good idea. I would like to do a face-to-face in my office.
Well, it could be posted to
yes, other government
classified
yeah.
or something, or you know, something like that
right.
where a lot of those citizens are on those classified pages.
Yeah.
But if you just post something on there,
good idea.
Because oftentimes you see people. Does anyone have a soap? I don't have any money. You know, they're on there.
Yeah, I don't know what else Chris was going to show us in advance.
Yeah,
but I know this is where, like, this is where I went to put in my budget. So automatically it shows you these columns, 2017 full year, 2018 full year, 2019 actual, 2019 budget. This is where we can put in any budget changes that need to happen, I believe. So I think a little later in the year, you're going to tell all the departments, you know, if you've got any things that you need to shift around, put it in here, because this will be like for the modified budget.
I know, I know. So, could we enter that in now? I wonder.
I think we can start to do that.
I have to look at it in there.
Yeah, he said that's not the focus at the moment.
Okay.
But
we will be doing that at a later day. Okay.
Definitely, yeah. 10-50%, like how much of your budget you spent already, if your projection numbers are accurate, or and then this is where you right now you have to put in your request.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I'm creating the analysis sheet. Is I can go into Advantage, if you know, attorney says they've done with theirs, I just go to attorneys here. And they would have a budget request in here. I go up to export. It pulls this whole spreadsheet out to Excel, then I can just copy and paste this part. Plug it right into our analysis.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we're good to go.
Yeah.
Unless there's budget lines that are here that aren't in last year's analysis, we can have that. Yeah. But then it'll be there for next year.
Yeah, exactly.
Get it in there sometime. But like we've seen this box here for people to put in comments so that we can kind of see what they're thinking of stuff. And hopefully the department head will be here to explain all that. And then like we saw, you can also do a task.
Right, that's a really good idea.
There's also, I think we saw last year, a way to link a worksheet to these ones.
Mm-hmm.
If you were going to say, well, my inventory is this many paper clips delivered this month,
yeah.
You'd ask me, but I don't remember how to do that.
I can break it out, yeah, based on
the idea. So I don't know what else he was going to show us there. And then there's a data browse, maybe see that.
And then the wages and salaries and all that, that's just calculated off of that data in the system, or does Chris have to?
My guess is at some point he's going to put in last year's figures there just so that we can kind of get a feel of where we're at overall.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they figure out if there's going to be a COLA or anything like that, they'll put that in. And then I think he also has a way to put in merit and milestone increases that are going to happen to people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how sophisticated that part of it is, if it actually even knows when that's going to happen to the employee or the person it out or not.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a data browser. For animal control, I'm going to see more. We go back and forth.
Hmm.
We Yeah, this is not the one where you want to put in your budget, but this will. Oh, but once you do put your budget in, then it looks like it says populate everything. So if you want to compare further back. Anyway, that's what's available to every department head. They'll go into their budget and put that in.
And the data browser pops up when you're in there. When you go into your budget.
I think it's there for everyone, yeah.
Okay.
You can just switch from next year budget to your data browser view right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's there for everybody.
Got it.
Okay, that's my best stab at it. I think that's fantastic. That's what I know about it.
Like a powerful program.
So, I would call it a CL link to it, and you push over all the data. Future consideration?
So you can put healthcare sales tax right on there if you want.
Yeah.
Are we in charge of that split?
We can make a recommendation to the council. The council is ultimately in charge of it. I know the last several years Chris has just and well, since we got it, I guess last year was the first year, but he's just let the two entities that's coming up.
Right.
I'm not sure that's the healthiest way to do it.
Oh, I see what
you're saying. Force their hands.
Yeah. Just some oversight on that.
I'm not aware of any closed sessions, so I didn't know.
Nope. We just dreamed it. 28.
Yeah, which is scary because we have so much to do.
I know.
But with Chris being out and the carpet has just being pulled
yeah, that's right.
To get going.
I haven't even started.
Okay. This is the first week then.
Because Chris had to get his advantage off the
last
Yeah.
So I don't know what he has to do.
Next week I won't be here. I'll be at a conference.
Interested. I saw the email go back to Curtis saying, here's the form to give the person. So that's been several weeks ago, and I haven't heard anything else. So.
And I told this lady to go to the county website to fill it out.
Yeah.
We have an extra slot because the budget officer and the clerk are going to take the
same.
I go to the gym in the
second.
Move the meeting for the 10:29 a.m. on September 12th.
So good.